seem like ages ago, but you're down to your last strike, you're down to your last out, and like a lot of these SEC games, he was on tonight. You could see he was seeing the ball well, and he just took a good swing on a pitch and drove it. And we're fortunate because after that, really, I thought nothing was going to leave the ballpark. I mean, we had four balls to the warning track, and it was one of those nights you think, wow, this is going to be the way it goes. But, you know, it didn't, fortunately for us, it didn't go that way. A little bit frustrating, probably, both sides. You know,
both starting pitchers had a lot of success.
I just think Mike did everything he possibly could do to win a ball game, and unfortunately for him, the ball that Wormsley couldn't come up with, it was a tough ball because it was a topspin ball, but I just thought he had bad luck. But I thought Minor did very well through that lineup, and that's a very dangerous lineup. I mean, I don't care if Darnell strikes out three times, four times. I just feel like he's a danger every time he steps a plate. Smoke, the same way. I mean, just see, every time you see him, you think something's going to happen. But I thought we pitched very well. We brought in two freshmen after that that kept the game in check and gave us a chance to win. So I was proud of the way we pitched.
How big was the throw by Dominic there?
Oh, it's good. It was really good because I've really been on him about it, throwing during practice and kind of kidding him and telling him he's got a 30 arm or a 40 arm on a major league grade scale. And he says, Coach, I got a 60. And I said, I've never seen 60 out of you. And so when he threw that guy out, he comes in the dugout. He goes, there's a 60 right there. Put that in your notebook. So it was a good throw. And, he's got a strong arm, but the fact is you got to throw that ball perfectly so it takes a hop and the catcher can catch it and put a tag down. We were fortunate. It was a good play. Good play. A lot of good defense out there, really, I thought.
It seemed like when South Carolina had good opportunities, Minor was able to get the big pitch.
Yeah, I think the biggest inning was that second and third, when we, it was one out, and he shut that inning down. I mean, well, no outs, actually. And even Havens rolled over one to score a run, but we contained him. And I thought that was the make-or-break inning myself for us, to keep them in check. I thought if they came up with two runs there, I just felt like that was going to be tough. But I thought that was a good inning. But he did. He made some quality. And Reed did, too. Reed made some quality pitches with guys in scoring position. That's tough. He doesn't even know what he was getting into tonight. So welcome to the SEC. I just don't know if we can play 29 more of these, though. 15 minutes, long time. Takes lifespan of a coach, for sure.
Did it remind you of last year's first game against them, same score, extras and everything?
Yeah, I mean, we had a 10-inning game, I think, last year, first game. But, yeah, I mean, with them, it seems that way. But it seems that way every time we play a game. I told the kids, I said, you're going to have to be able to take a punch. And I said, it's going to come down to a pitch, a play, or a swing. That's the bottom line. Always does, so be ready to play that way.
After this game, what do you look to in the next two games? What do you expect out of South Carolina in the series?
Well, I just think you kind of throw this one away. I mean, I think we got a very good pitching performance, so I don't necessarily think anything about tomorrow. I mean, Christiani's going to have to pitch well. That's all there is to it. But this team, they can expose you really quick, so it's one win, and I told the guys that's all it is. Whether we won or lost this game tonight, it wasn't a make-or-break deal. You would have been going home a little bit more sour, but, it's great to win it, but this is a long weekend.